Tene. Tene means manifested all these things. Here, the meaning in a rush visar, I am coming. Tene brahma hidaja adakabaye. Adakabaye means Vyasadeva. Ne? Tene, rasa brahma, brahma, tene brahma hridaya. Brahma means, here brahma means rasa brahma. Rasa brahma. He gave that ocean of rasa brahma in the heart of Vyas, and he manifested in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami. And then he recited it in the Sabha of Parikshit Maharaj. Understanding?
Yes, I understand that meaning.
The Brahma Harida.
Brahma means rasa.
Not Brahma.
Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
Rasa Brahma.
In the heart of Adakavaya means Vyasadeva. And he saw it in Samadhi. Bhakti yogena manasi samyak panihite amale apashyat purusham purna mayancha jadabhasyam in first canto. In dialogue between Narada and Brahma, Narada and Vyas, everything is written there. Then he saw Srimad Bhagavat, all the past leela of Krishna from boyhood to last. And then he revealed it in Srimad Bhagavat. So Brahma Hirda, Rasa Brahma, he manifested in the heart of Adakavaya. Moyanti Yata Surayah, he manifested this rush in the heart of Vyas, and that rush is quite durlab. Durlab means kya hota hai?
Difficult.
Very difficult. Not difficult.
Scarce.
Rare.
Not rare also. Durlab.
Scarcity
for Brahma, Shankar and so many Narad. That prem. What prem? That Radha and Krishna Paraspar serving each other. Radha is telling that five have cleared my
altar.
Give altar. And Krishna by his hand, he is trembling and writing Krishna. He cannot write correctly.
Not steady.
He is trembling. Why? By the prema of Srimati Radhika. This facts, and Krishna takes this feet of Srimati Radhika. Now, he thinks that, there is truth be none here. Anyone is not here. Then taking this feet to his laps, and smoothly he keeps on his head. That see, this color comes here and here. When this color comes here, here is Lakshmi Devi. This is signing more than that. Krishna is giving more importance of this color than Lakshmi here.
Yes.
And Bhrigu Lanchan is there.
Yes.
More than what he has reared here. Money, cost of money. It comes on the cost of money, this red. So it becomes so beautiful. And Krishna is praying. This is ocean of rush. Even very, very suri, jata muhyanti surayaha. Suri cannot have this idea. Suri means mukta jeev. Those who have
liberated souls.
So, tene brahmarida jada kabe muhyanti jata surayaha. Tejo bar madang jatra vinmayo trisargo amrishad dhanna sin nirasta kukkum sattam paramadhin vayi. Or more
even more can be given.
When I have time, I will see. I will explain the rest things in a rush, of course, in a rush explanation. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami, all are manifested by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for giving this artha. So really, to whom these are, so both are Radha and Krishna. But he has not taken here the name of Srimati Radhika. Satyam Parama Dhimahi. So Radhika is Satyam, Parama Priya of Sri Krishna. I do dhyan of that Radhika here. So here, this Srimad Bhagavata is certainly for Radhika Mahatma.
And he can relish it, and Lord Chaitanya relished it.
Today? Have you heard this before?
No, I have not. It's very wonderful. It opens up the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the first verse.
That I is taken. In this shloka is also the name of Srimati Radhika. By one Ras cannot come. That's the Vishaya and Ashraya. Krishna is Vishaya. Here there is no name of Krishna, but yet Satyam Parama Dhimahi. Krishna is Satyam Parama Dhimahi. But Krishna Dhimahi to Radhika also. So it denotes, this is a shloka, denotes both Radha and Krishna jugal. This is the hidden meaning of this first shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And from this explanation of this shloka is all Srimad Rest Bhagavatam. This is the more main shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are not equal to Krishna in any way. But we should not do another. We should not disrespect them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would visit the temples of the demigods.
Demigods are all there. Any jeev. Every jeev has Krishna in his heart, so all should be honored. But Raghunath Das Goswami has honored Chandrauli also.
Maharaj, yesterday you said that an ordinary sadhak cannot directly approach Srimati Radharani. But there are some general prayers like Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. It is called Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Srimati Radharani. That prayer sounds like the sadhak can directly pray in a general way.
Ordinary sadhak don't know who is Radha. Only they utter this slok, but I think that don't realize the meaning of this slok. If they are realizing, then they are Madhyama Adhikari, and they are somewhat qualified to do this.
You have that nectar devotion.
Chaliye paasa dale.
May I ask another question about worshiping Radharani? This is something that our Srila Prabhupada has written. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the Mahatmas, or great souls, are under the protection of Daivi Prakriti.
Are you sure? You are coming?
The internal energy, Radharani. So, that also seems to describe a general supervision of all the bhaktas by Srimati Radharani, not only those who are in Madhurya.
I told something about this
yesterday.
Something. Because the bhakti is the bhakti of Srimati Radhika.
Bhakti is the...
Bhakti is one of the bhav of Srimati Radhika.
Yes.
So in general terms, Srimati Radhika does everything. But there is a specialty of Madhur Rasa.
You should...
Abhi rahne do.
She will go and talk.
Srimati Radhika is seeing. He always sees Krishna in new way.
New way. Nityanutam.
Nityanutam. Nitya no novaya. So, if any pastime of Krishna is going on, by the yoga maya prabhav, it will seem as if it is new. What to tell of Krishna katha? If I am telling any Krishna pastime to you, I will describe it so many times, but
different
type. That same thing, but it will be tested as new. So Krishna katha, Krishna roop, Krishna lila are all novaya novaya. The same thing, but even
new.
When he says to Krishna, she feels Radhika that I have never seen these eyes so bakra. This is like a bow. Ne? Kundali is like a stone. No? The sight of Srimati Radhika or Krishna is like an arrow. If arrow is given dhar diya ja raha hai, something?
Sharpening, yeah.
Sharpening. On kundal, and makes it so...
Shining.
Eh?
Shining, sharp.
Sharp. So that it will go penetrate here and come out here.
True.
This kataksha. No? So he sees it in so many ways, various ways. When she sees it, seems new and new. So these pastimes goes new and new. Now you can ask that question.
Oh, but... But would it disturb your taking prasadam?
No, we will tell.
All right. My question was whether devotees can directly pray to Srimati Radharani, as in the Radha Pranam, seeing her as the mother of bhakti. But last night you said only through Yoga Maya or Vrindadevi can they approach. But these prayers, they are made directly to Radharani, Tapta Kanchan, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavanesh. And the devotees, say in ISKCON, devotees I know, they have a sentiment that they would like to pray to Srimati Radharani. They see the Murti Radha Krishna. But is this not approved, this idea of that I can pray to Radha Rani or can it only be done through the Yoga Maya and through
What is Pranam Mantra?
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye.
Why they are doing pranam?
Why? Because the spiritual master gives them this prayer and tells them, no.
Why they are doing pranam?
Because they worship her.
Why they worship?
Because she is Krishna's dearmost.
They want anything?
No.
Nothing?
Just devotional service.
Nothing?
Nothing material.
Asami. Must they have greed anything?
They have greed for devotional service. But not in a specific way. And they have not yet realized rasa.
Their idea is not completed there. Rupa Goswami is doing this prayer. Or Raghunath Das Goswami is doing this prayer. And ordinary person, he is doing. The meaning is the same?
No.
So the ordinary person, general, anyone can do.
No harm.
No harm. Ordinary. Like we do pranam to Krishna. We also do Jagannath. No. Why we do to Jagannath? And why to Krishna? What are the ideas there behind it? Jagannath is of Dwarka. No? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu see that actually there is no difference of tattva. Only there is difference of rasamalini there. We cannot have the same thing which we have from Radha and Krishna, from Jagannath. There is Subhadraji and Baladeva also with Krishna. So we cannot ask for anything to Radha and Krishna there, in front of Subhadra and Baladeva. Baladeva is elder brother of Krishna. But when we do pranam to Srimati Radhika here, it is a general pranam mantra. They don't know what is Srimati Radhika and what we want from Radhika. What class of devotion we want, we actually don't know. We have no greed. We are doing Vaidhi Bhakti only. As a Narayana Sarup, we were doing that. But when gradually we will have an association of Rasik Vaishnava Bhakta, and when we know the speciality of Srimati Radhika, what is Radhika, then we can do this pranam so well way. For general mass, there is no difference आप कौन से मंत्र बोल रहे थे वो भागवत वाला प्रणाम
यम ब्रह्मा
जब ब्रह्म रुद्र मरुतई दिव्य तवई
वेदय
सांग पत्र कर्मोपनिषदय गायन्ति जगत सामगा ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति योगिनां यस्यांतम न विदु सुरासुरगण देवाय तस्मै नमः. They will see that same person. One sloka is there also. Shantakaram bhujagasainam padmanabham suresam. This is sloka. They will tell that this pranam is mantra is so good than that Radha pranam. There are so many persons. And they actually say,
like this. But when we have heard from our master spiritual master, who is Sri Radhika, in what way we want to have the devotional service of Srimati Radhika, what is the importance, a speciality, then we can do pranam actually. It is said that in the Bhakti Vinod Thakur Kirtan, Ebara Karuna Karo Lalita Abhisaka, not Radhika, here. Raghunath Das Goswami Prem to Srimati Radhika. At first he has done pranam to his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami. Sirup Manjari Pathita Puresmin Punusaha Parashri Badanam Nahi Parashashi. As a Sakhi Bhav. And he told him, I am doing all the pranam, giving Kushmanjali in the Radhikasri through you. Not directly. This is the way.
Maharaj, there's that in the Song of the Parrot, the last line is the devotee is asking Srimati Radharani directly, Maya Matma Padma Padma Dashyadastu Radhika.
Who are you doing?
This is what the Song of the Parrot is saying.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing. Yeah. He has power to do. Only we repeat it, that one day we will be able to do this prarthana direct to Srimati Radhika. Now we are uttering this. It is of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrita. No? We are not able to remember all these Lila of past times of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami written in Govinda Lilamrita. It is not for us now. When we will be able, qualified for this, then we can do. Radhika is so much far away from us. But we want to do, we utter all these slokas.
If we keep on uttering these slokas with very menial feeling, katir bhav, then we'll get that upliftment, advancement. Of course, we don't understand and we don't have that feeling in us right now.
Gradually, you'll know. This by the
only the main question which is before us. Yeah. Mm. We should keep on praying like this, or
it is not forbidden to pray.
We should pray, and we should utter all these slokas. There is a sloka. Bhajami Radham Arvinda Nitram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitabhyam Badami Radham Karuna Bharadham Tato Maman Nasti Gatit Nakar. Radha ji ke bina hamari koi gati nahi hai. Actually it is so. Radha ji ke bina gati hamari nahi hai. Ye hai actually. Samajh rahi hai meri baat? अभी तम खा रहे हैं, पी रहे हैं, चल रहे हैं, फिर रहे हैं, अभी राधा जी से संबंध क्या रखें, तो कहने के लिए कह रहे हैं. एक्चुअली वी आर नॉट लाइक सो. विदाउट राधा आई कैनॉट लीव ए मोमेंट इन दिस श्लोक. भजामि राधाम अरविंद नेत्रम. आई एम डूइंग भजन टू राधिका. Her lotus eyes are like a lotus. Arvinda Netram. Some reddish. Some whiteness. Some whiteness. And in whiteness there is some reddish bhav. And by the corner she is seeing the Krishna. Not by full eyes, only very little corner. When she sees to Krishna, the float of Krishna with his hand goes down. And this Pitambar Vastra also goes down. And Krishna at once became trembling and he is about to fall on earth. Only by a very, very little part of eyes he is seeing. So I am doing Vandana to Srimati Radhika. That Krishna, by a part of his eye, her eyes, is being so. She becomes like so. He forgets himself. So bhajami radham aravinda netram smarami radham madhura smritabhyam. And I smarami, I am remembering Srimati Radhika. Madhura smitabhyam. Smit, you know? Smit means dhire dhire mandra muskan.
Smit.
Smit. Not oh ho ho ho. Madhura smitabhyam. Madhur. Madhur means with madhu. Honey. Like honey. You cannot give the taste of this. Always taking. Why she is laughing? Krishna is doing like this, Srimati Radhika, and begging pardon that you should give your man. You are so little, Krishna is telling. You are so little, so sukumari, but yet your man is so much
big.
Big. How it came in your heart? So Srimati is laughing, smiling. Madhura smitabhyam badami radham karuna bharatam. Yet you are so karun that anyone who wants that I like to be dasi of Srimati Radhika, she at once sent Lalita go and see whether she wants or not, and if she is wanting, then at once give my dasi to her, bring her in my doors. So, I know that there is none without Radhika. I cannot do upasana to anyone else than even Krishna, I will leave. So I want to bhajami Radham.
Remember your Gurudev at Vrindavan. You can remember Vrindavan. It's a very easy method.
Yeah. And read and hear the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. You told Giriraj Maharaj that now in our reading we should concentrate on developing the Raganuga, because now for 25 years we've read Vaini Bhakti, now this is, so these other books are now important.
By doing Vaini Bhakti sincerely, after some time, it is told that Raganuga Bhakti may come. There is a chance. Bhakti will have so much faith in Vaishnava.
Yes.
In Kanishtha Adhikari, no faith on Vaishnava, only faith on Guru. And outward. No? And in Madhyama Adhikari, he thinks so much things. He can know what is cheat, what is achieve, what is good, what is bad. He knows the relations also. So, will have faith on Vaishnava. And at that time, you have a chance to associate any good quality of Vaishnava. And by that, Raganugandhi. It is so chance. You will see that this Vaishnava is very good Vaishnava. He has Guru Nishtha and also he is praying to Radhika. This is the Sirachayanti, Vaijayanti, all these slokas. And also he has some tendency towards Srimati Radhika. No? He likes to read, he likes to remember and tell Harikatha on Krishna and Gopis. He knows everything. He knows Vedanta. He knows all Siddhanta. But yet, he is going towards, he has some ruchi towards the pastimes of Krishna, between Krishna and Gopis. I should also do some stop, Vandana to Radhika. From these begins, then he does this oftenly, here and there. But after some time, he had a taste to do always, regularly. Now, he likes to read Gopi Gita, all the Bhramar Gita, Jugal Gita, and wants to read the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what Sanatana Goswami has told in Vaishnava Dorshan, what G. Goswami is telling there. Now, he likes to read the books in which all these things are there. So gradually, this taste and greed is advancing. This is the method.
Yes. And in his Harinam, that also changes.
But, certainly, the bhav changes. Now, when he chants, he does pranam to Srimati Radhika. Now he was doing only Radhika in advanced position. He may do Vandana of Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Tulasi Manjari, Jamuna, Giriraj, all the things, who can give Radha Dasya Bhav. At first he was testing only Radhika. Now he sees that Radhika cannot be found. So he will go in a certain method. And that method is how Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami has told and advised in Manasiksha, Upadeshamrita, and all other books. Now he will have this taste in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. What is bhav? What is rag? What is vibhav, anubhav, sattvik, vantanu? Then he will see that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, no special thing has been given of madhur ras. Then alone he will read Ujjal Nirmani, all the things which requires for Mathura. Gradually he will go.
his Guru Dev also undergoes a change.
His sattva will be increased so much. Oh, now I realize what Guru is. At first I was not thinking about what marvelous gift he has given to me. Now we see. What way we are now conversation due to Swamiji and my Gurudev, if you have not mercy of your Gurudev, you could not meet me. And since my Gurudev has not taken me from Maya and given all these things, how can I give you? So it is a mercy of always knowing and we are realizing the mercy of
Raga Yoga seems to mean to begin to understand that everything has an inner meaning. We've been taught like a covering, and now we see always something inside.
If Vaidhi Bhakti are not developing, and we have a simply faith on Gurudev, but not increasing. No, then it will be like Bhavananda, Bhagavan Das, and all others.
We must go forward or else we go down.
They are bound to go down. I cannot understand the stage of a Gurudev. They can only understand that our Gurudev has taught us the method of earning all these things.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
And this is only Hari Bhakti or Guru Bhakti. Follow all these things and to increase Krishna prem, Praja prem, they don't know.
You gave that a definition of niyamagraha as refusing to go forward. I will not go forward, but I have now enough.
This is Guru Bhakti. This is everything. We have gained everything. We are now full. Us. Bhakti Vedan Swami Pad. We are proceeding to Mathura, leaving Vrindavan in right, left side.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And you will leave me at Vrindavan. Tumi thaka ek jaga, u rakho ek jaga. You will leave me in Mathura and you will reach in Vrindavan.
But I don't understand Vrindavan. I cannot enter Vrindavan.
Anyhow, you will go to Vrindavan.
Yes. One danger for those of us who are hearing from you is if we think, we are better than the other devotees in ISKCON. They are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. We hear from Narayan Maharaj. Then we become proud. So we have to hear all this and practice, but remain servant of the other devotees too. Know that, but I have to be careful.
If a man sort really enters, or he has greed, he will be more and more trinadapishumich, no abhiman, nothing, very simple. And if he has something abhiman, I know better than others, then certainly he has no raga. It makes that I don't nothing. I'm so in lower grade, always hankering, always weeping, always chanting. Giving respect to others.
In some ways, a lady has some advantage over a man because of the male ego. No particular advantage.
No, no. It is chance for only. Those who are so strict and very komal heart.
Soft-hearted.
But very strict.
Strict.
Women are not so strict.
So that's not good.
That's naughty. Yeah. So at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have seen only half. Madhuri Devi was only half.
True.
Rupa Goswami and so many persons are seen in this line,
yes.
But none of so advanced in women. They can come in passion, so it is dangerous for them.
Maharaj, can you tell me anything of this name that Prabhupada gave me, Satsvarupa? I asked him once, he said, it means the inner meaning of truth. But it does not appear to be any name of Krishna or anything. Not a very rasic name like Tamal Krishna or Giriraj. But it is Krishna.
Krishna is Satsvarupa. Always he is Achyuta. So Krishna is Satsvarupa.
His form is truth, eternal.
But directly, not Krishna name.
Directly?
Not directly.
The name is not known. I have never heard Krishna called that in any.
Your Gurudev will change your name afterwards.
He will?
Huh? Certainly.